We start hour number two, and we are joined right now by a legendary human being. Like, there's his bio. There's his resume. I could stop right there. That's it. We're joined by a legend. I'll add to it. Best dude ever. I'll add to it one more time. He did play 12 years in the bigs. He was a three-time All-Star. MLB Network is live right now with opening day coverage leading up to its showcase telecast of the Dodgers and the Cards at 4 Eastern. Plus, you can check out Sean Casey's podcast, The Mayor's Office. It is a jungle opening day tradition. We are joined by the mayor, Sean Casey. Case, it is so great to have you on. How you doing, brother?
Romy, it's opening day again, brother. I love this. I'm so grateful to be on you every opening day, man. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm so great, and I'm so grateful to have you, Case, every opening day. It is so good to spend time with you. And before we get caught up, Sean, on Shohei and all the other big storylines of the day, I do want to start with something way more personal. You have been selected to throw out the first pitch before the Reds take on the Nationals at Great American Ballpark in the Natty. Case, you are beloved everywhere, but especially in Cincinnati, where you played 8 seasons, you hit 305. What does this organization, these fans, and this honor represent to you?
Oh, Romy, man, I tell you what, this place means everything to me. You know, being around this crowd, knowing what opening day means in Cincinnati, knowing the history of the game, that opening day in Cincinnati is a national holiday. So I am so grateful that the Castellini family asked me to come out and throw out this first pitch, but for 8 years here, man, I grew up here in Cincinnati, basically, and these fans are incredible. The teams that I played on are incredible. Pokey Reese and Dimitri Young are here today being the Grand Marshal, so brings me back to some days with those guys. But, you know, the Cincinnati Reds organization, I owe so much to them, and I'm just so grateful I get to throw out the first pitch today, Romy. Now, I'm going to go up to the bump, man, and let it fly and see what happens.
I love it. Pokey and Dimitri, what a couple of great throwbacks. Case, I'm so glad that you just said what you said, because I was going to say, not looking to be insulting to a former Major League great, but even as a nobody, I've done that, Case. And in that moment, 60 feet 6 inches feels like 60 miles. And we've seen it go terribly wrong, dude, for some elite athletes. Have you given any thought to your pitch selection and delivery?
Roby, I went to my local high school yesterday with my son Andrew. I'm like, all right, dude, we got to.
You walked it off. You did.
Yeah, so I
love it.
I had to, man. I had to. Did you?
I mean, yes, I did. Like, I did.
I don't throw off the bump ever. I was in the batter's box. I got out there and I was like, man, this is a lot further than I thought. And you're up on the mound. So you know. It's different when you come out and there's 45,000 people screaming. The adrenaline spike happens, and I just got to go to, you know, get my deep breath, slow myself down, and I'm just going to let it fly, brother.
Okay, so I'm so glad that you laid it out like that even a major leaguer has those same feelings, because when I did it, it was at the old Jack Murphy Stadium, and it was me and a few other people, and this 12-year-old kid, first of all, one guy says to me, Case, hey, Rome, and back then, everybody wanted me to throw it into the dugout, right? They were rooting hard for me to throw it into the stands or the dugout. And somebody says to me, hey, Rome, from the dirt or the bump? And I watched some 12-year-old kid, Case, a 12-year-old kid get up there and throw an absolute pee from the bump. I'm like, yo, from the bump, of course. But then the catcher, Brian Johnson at the time, he's standing up. I'm like, this is easy. But then he went into the crouch. I'm like, holy crap, I can barely see the guy. That target is so small. Dude, I have never, Case, when I hit his glove, that might have been the finest moment of my whole life. I've never been so relieved.
So
never.
Roby, you threw a strike right there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, dude.
And when I walked in that dugout, I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God, man. They would have murdered me. So, you know. I can't wait to see it. Thanks.
Roby, really quick. Also, I don't know if you saw the footage of years back. The mayor
yes.
of Cincinnati, Mark
yes.
Mallory. Remember he threw it to Eric Davis? He threw it 45 feet to Eric Davis's right. And he was like, Eric Davis looked at him like, you serious, man?
You know what? I mean, my thought is better to throw it over the catcher's head by 100 feet than to throw it 45 feet, right?
Yeah, you cannot spike it. I feel the same way. I'm going nuclear loosh on this ball or nothing. You know what I mean?
The catcher, especially a big league catcher, will go up and get it. Like, who's going to catch? Do you know?
I don't know, but I somebody just asked me that. I'm like, I got to have somebody that's a good athlete. If I'm a little off, I need them to make a play for me.
That's it, dude. I get it. I appreciate that. All the kidding aside, it's such a great, great honor. Sean Casey doing what he does. He shows up on opening day. So, Case, I mean, as good of a feel-good story as that is, the gambling and theft allegations involving Shohei and his interpreter continue to overshadow everything else in baseball. I mean, what a wild, wild story. What was your reaction when you first heard it?
Yeah, I mean, probably what yours was. Like, oh, man, like, you know, baseball doesn't need, you know, even his, you know, Ohtani's name mentioned with gambling at all. You know, obviously, you know, I'm hoping that he's cleared and everything like that. But even to have his interpreter involved in the gambling stuff, it's just never a good look. So, you know, I hope it plays out. I hope that everything's good because he's too big of an icon for this game. He's too big of an icon, you know, for it internationally to spread, you know, what he is and what baseball is. So, just I didn't love seeing it, man. It was for a guy like that, it's a tough one.
No, it is, and I'm not trying to drag you or anybody into this, but Sean, was there ever a moment or a second when you first heard it where you thought, what if it was Ohtani? What if he was the one gambling? Did it ever seem plausible to you that it could have been him? Or knowing him the way you know him, did you know for a fact, no way would that guy ever do that?
I just felt like the way that I know him, the way I know him in the game the last few years, I was like, man, I can't believe that he would be involved. That's my first initial reaction was. And I'm starting to feel that, I feel the same way now that, you know, he really did get, you know, robbed. And, you know, I don't know all the details, but yeah, I'm just, like I said, I hope it plays out where we could just move on and he could still be the best player in baseball.
And Sean Casey joining us. All right, Case, one thing I did not mention in the open, you were in the Yankees dugout for the final 3 months of last season as their hitting instructor. Man, that must have been something. What was that experience like?
Oh, Romy, it was incredible, man. It was really incredible. Obviously, Aaron Boone's a good friend of mine, so to be with him was awesome. But, yeah, you know what? When you're the hitting coach for the New York Yankees and you got a guy like Aaron Judge, and I always say when the best person in your clubhouse is also the best player in the league, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So just with so many good guys in that lineup, you know, watching Volpe, you know, coming into his own, you know, I'm looking forward to Stanton having a big year this year, a comeback year, just all those guys, LeMahieu and Rizzo and Torres and stuff. It was such an experience for me. And Romy, one thing, brother, that I didn't realize until you're in that dugout is that New York vibe, that New York energy is so, it is different. It's at a different level. Everywhere we went, man, there was just a following that was unmatched. So to have that experience and to wear the pinstripes one time and to call Yankee Stadium, you know, my home field and be a part of that organization was incredible.
Case, that's an amazing thing. Like, you played as long as you did in different towns and different cities, and you had never felt that vibe before. And we're talking about a year where they won just 82 games, but it's just different. They're different. It's different. The energy is different. What about this year? Do you expect a bounce-back year for that team, especially since they added Juan Soto's left-handed bat to the lineup?
No, I really do, man. I think Brian Cashman's done a great job going out to get Soto, I think, was huge. You look at that lineup now, top to bottom. I mean, you could mix and match at the top if you got LeMahieu, you know, if you got Verdugo or whatever. But when you start talking about Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, you know, Rizzo, LeMahieu, and if Stanton, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton might be the key factor in this whole thing. I mean, he lost almost 30 pounds coming into spring training. He hit, Romy, he hits the ball harder than I've ever seen any human being hit the ball. It's incredible how hard he hits it. And, like, I feel like if he can have a bounce back year, man, that lineup goes to another level with Gleyber Torres, too. I think Volpe's going to have a great year. Austin Wells, the young catcher, love that kid. Great personality, can really swing it. So, you know, getting Stroman's huge and having Nestor and Rodon having a bounce back year, because losing Garrett Cole for a couple months, you know, definitely hurts them a little bit, but I think that lineup's just so different this season.
That does hurt. That absolutely hurts, but you're right. The lineup is different. Sean Casey joining us. Speaking of different, Sean, the Dodgers, man, they just keep throwing money at it. They keep throwing money at it. Now, catcher Will Smith gets a $140 million extension. Easy to do when Shohei is deferring most of his deal. I understand that money doesn't guarantee anything. I understand you got to play it on the field, but on paper, is it the Dodgers and then everybody else?
Oh, man, I do think so. I mean, the Dodgers are that good. You know, when you're talking about three MVP candidates in the top of that lineup with Betts, Freeman and Ohtani, and then Will Smith. I mean, don't sleep on Will Smith and what he's done, you know, in the last few years. I mean, 20-plus home runs, three of the last 4 years, I believe, and he's a great catcher behind the dish. But that lineup, top to bottom, is absolutely loaded. And, you know, the rotation, and they go get Glass now, they go get Yamamoto. I mean, you look at that that team, and you have to say right now, you know, what they put together, it is the Dodgers leading the way.
It's opening day, Sean Casey. It's an opening day tradition here in the jungle. Case joining us. Speaking of not sleeping on somebody, Case, we can't sleep on our guy, Bruce Bochy. Comes out of retirement, wins his fourth World Series of his career. He's got a lot of firepower once again this season, even as he waits for Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom to get healthy. How much do you like the Rangers' chances of running it back and going back-to-back?
I really like it. I really like it, Romy. And you know Boch, man. Boch is the best. I mean, I'm so glad he came back into the game. And no big deal, dude. Take a couple years off. Yeah, come out to Texas, right, man. Hey, win a World Series, Boch. Just another one for your, you know, for your Cooperstown resume. You know, it's incredible. But I really believe, man, that lineup that they have, the team top to bottom, and with Boch, you know, riding that, you know, leading the charge, I think they're going to be incredible. And I think the name that everybody is going to be talking about soon is the guy they just called up, Wyatt Langford, who made the team out of spring training. This kid was the fourth pick of the draft, I believe, last season at a University of Florida, flat out raked there, came into the minors this year, and he hit 360, I believe, last season, and then all of a sudden comes into spring training and just turns it on. So they got another impactful bat that Boch can put in there in that lineup for Texas.
Sean Casey joins us for another moment or two. You know, Case, you talk about a young guy who all eyes are on. Matt Holliday, obviously a great friend of the program. Jackson is a great kid, great player. What do you think when you watch him, and what's his ceiling?
You know what? Elite eye-hand coordination, Romy. When I watch Jackson Holliday, I think, man, that bat plays. You know, the fact that he's got some sneaky pop in there. He can run. He's going to play great defense. But that bat to ball, I think is different, and I think that's why he was the number one pick overall by the Orioles. They saw something that was a little different in his skill set. I got a chance, was fortunate this offseason, my son Jake and I went out to hit with Matt and Jackson and his son Ethan, who's going to be an absolute stud too. But getting a chance to hit with them for like 3 days and the work that he puts in and just how good his routine is, you know, he's going to be a special player. The Orioles are absolutely loaded with some of the good young talent, and Jackson Holliday, you know, will be leading the charge for Major League Baseball for years to come.
That is awesome. Now, what about the Diamondbacks? Like last year, Case, they were a major surprise in going from 14 games under 500 2 years ago to a World Series appearance. Torrey Lovello, I spoke with him in the spring training, and he said, you know what, I'm telling you, we're going to surprise some people, and they sure did. Are there any teams that look to you like they might make that kind of a giant jump forward this season? Maybe not as big as that, but a big move.
You know what? I mean, obviously, when you talk about what the Diamondbacks just did, too, with Montgomery right there, you know, signing him at the last second into that rotation, that's huge. You know what? I'm going to say it because I'm out here right now, and not because I'm out here right now. The Cincinnati Reds, 82-80 last year, just over 500, but they believe coming into this year, the rotation that they have, you know, with Hunter Green at the top, with Lodolo, who is a special left-handed arm. You know, they got Abbott, Ashcraft, and Frankie Montas. That's a pretty legit five right there when you're talking about a team. And Ellie De La Cruz, you know, skill set. Now, he came out the gates raking in August, struggled a little bit in September. But if you're talking about a guy that has the only chance, I believe, to match Ronald Acuna's 40-70, it would be De La Cruz and his skill set. So I just look at the Reds right now, and I say, you know what? Don't sleep on these guys. They were two games above 500 last year. The Central's wide open. I think the Cincinnati Reds have a chance to really be maybe the Arizona Diamondbacks of 2023.
Case, is 40-70 any good? Like, how crazy is that? How is that physically possible?
It's incredible. 40-70. It just, you know, when we were talking 40-40, you know, oh, man, these guys have done it. But 40-70, I can't get my head around it, man. It's incredible.
All right, so before you go, give me an update on the Miracle League of the South Hills. What is the latest with that, Sean?
Romy, you're the best, dude. Yeah, Miracle League of the South Hills, man. I think it's incredible. We're serving over 400 kids now, which is amazing.
Awesome.
Athletes the list keeps on growing. And we just had our big fundraiser, raised a bunch of money. And we got our league coming up in May, and it's just an incredible thing. We just had Muscles for Miracles with my buddy John Dennis, and it's just an incredible program, Romy. I appreciate you throwing it out there every time I come on, man. But yeah, MiracleLeagueSouthHills.org. If you want to help us out, donate, or if you're in the Pittsburgh area and you want to come volunteer, I guarantee it'll be probably the greatest hour of your week.
Hey, I will always bring it up because it is one of the great, great organizations of all time. Sean Casey joining us. Don't forget, MLB Network is live right now with opening day coverage leading up to the showcase telecast of the Dodgers and Cards at 4 Eastern. Plus, check out Sean's podcast, The Mayor's Office, and he's throwing out the first ball in the Natty. Case, you are the absolute best. Love you, brother. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Romy, you're the best, bro. Love you. And I'm going to throw a strike for you tonight, brother.
No, I know it, dude. I know it. Go get it, Case. Sean Casey joining us. Nobody like the mayor. That's why I said, I don't know why. I want to give him credit for a great career, but the intro needs to be nothing other than we are joined right now by the best human being. We are joined right now by a legend. We are joined right now by an icon. We are joined right now by the mayor. You could just leave it at any one of those things.